This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, January 18th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., the Minocqua Public Library invites families to come to the community gym for a family fun day jungle adventure. They'll have a jungle safari obstacle course, a jungle cruise scavenger hunt, crafts, snacks, and a story. Once again, it's happening Saturday, January 18th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at 415 Menominee Street in Minocqua. Governor Tony Evers announced yesterday that he signed an executive order declaring an energy emergency in the state of Wisconsin. Brittany Merlot has more.
Winter weather around the region is to blame, as it's impacting the distribution of residential heating fuel, including heating oil and propane in the state. The Public Service Commission's Office of Energy Innovation says that multiple suppliers report challenges such as long lines at terminals and having to drive further distances to collect needed products. This Executive Order No. 253 will allow suppliers to get caught up from weather-related delays.
An Alberta Clipper system is expected to hit the state on Sunday, bringing widespread snow all day and creating more travel delays. Tomorrow, Saturday, January 11th, from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., the Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center invites everyone out for a casual nature journal walk. This event is free and open to the public of all ages, and this casual walk will be led by master naturalist Jenny Beck with time for individual exploration. Registration is not required, and participants should bring their own journal supplies, though basic supplies can be provided upon request for those who don't have their own. They also ask that you please come prepared for winter weather, as they have snow on their trails. For any questions or further information, please call the Visitor Center front desk at 715-685-2662. Once again, that's happening tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. at 29270 County Highway G in Ashland. The law of the month is safe winter driving. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Snow, sleet, and ice all make it harder to control and stop our vehicles. From October 2023 to May 2024, winter weather contributed to more than 11,000 crashes in Wisconsin, resulting in 9 fatalities and over 2,000 injuries. So here's what we need to do. Drive at a reasonable speed to prevent crashes. Give snowplows space to work. Those drivers work long hours to clear nearly 115,000 miles of roads across the state. The State Patrol recommends clear snow and ice from your vehicle windows, lights, roof, and hood, because snow and ice sliding off your roof and blowing off of your hood can be dangerous. And snow means slow. Allow extra travel time, following distance, and reduce your speed. Avoid sudden braking or steering. And don't be overconfident with four-wheel or all-wheel drive. And always avoid using cruise control in winter weather conditions.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Is Jordan Love ready? I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love dealing with an elbow injury suffered during the Bears game that left his throwing hand numb for a few days. It's still bothering him throwing in practice.
Yeah, it's more my elbow. On my elbow, covering that.
Soreness?
Yes.
So how did he look yesterday? Could he run the offense? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, he looked fine. He looked good.
Game time Sunday at 3:30. We'll have reports from Philly. NBA, the Bucks in Orlando tonight against the Magic. In Madison, the Badgers host Minnesota. Baseball, the Brewers reaching agreements with 5 players, including pitchers Aaron Civale, Yoel Piamps, and last year's closer Trevor McGill.
This is my favorite town. Favorite stadium and everything. I really love this place. You know, it's baseball in Milwaukee, and these fans show up every day for us, and, you know, you can feel it.
They could not reach a deal with catcher William Contreras, who is headed to arbitration. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. On the heels of the Golden Globe Awards last weekend, the Screen Actors Guild has announced its nominees for acting in movies and TV. Focusing on the TV side, Shogun led the way with 5 nominations, including Best Acting Ensemble, as well as individual acting awards for cast. Joining Shogun in the nominations for Best Cast Ensemble in a Drama Series are The Day of the Jackal, Slow Horses, and The Diplomat. Best Ensemble Cast in a Comedy Series included Hacks, The Bear, Abbott Elementary, Only Murders in the Building, and Shrinking. Something it might be worth noting, this is the year of the comeback, as actresses like Jodie Foster, Pamela Anderson, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Demi Moore all receive nods for their acting talents across TV and film platforms. The Screen Actors Guild Awards air February 23rd on Netflix. One of the celebrities forced to evacuate their home was actress Jamie Lee Curtis. The Associated Press reports that the last showgirl actress has pledged $1 million to start a fund to help those in Southern California affected by the fires. Celebrities who have actually lost their homes include Mandy Moore and Billy Crystal. The historic Will Rogers home in Will Rogers State Park have also been lost. Nikki Glaser says she was paid handsomely to host the Golden Globes last weekend, but she also told Howard Stern that she was paid less than her male counterparts who had previously hosted. 2023 host Jared Carmichael said in his monologue that he received $500,000. Glaser said she would have hosted for free to prove herself and is hoping to make more next time. Nikki Glaser was the first woman to host the Golden Globes solo. Due to the LA wildfires and the devastation they've brought, actress Jean Smart says award shows should be tabled. The two-time Golden Globe winner and star of Hacks says award shows should not be televised and that all the revenue that the telecasts would have brought in should be donated to fire victims. Smart said going forward with the shows is a bad look for the entertainment industry. Keeping with the theme, the Oscars seem to be getting the message. According to Variety, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says voting will be delayed for this year's awards. Voting for the various categories started January 8th, and the new deadline will be January 14th instead of January 12th. As a result, they will push the announcement of nominations back 2 days as well to January 19th. Still way too early just to see how the fires will continue to affect everyone in Southern California. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries today. We'll get to around 21 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 4 above. Tomorrow, cloudy, 21 with some snow tomorrow night into Sunday. We could end up with a couple of inches, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it winds down late Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.